Bob France in for Jimmy alongside Cher, welcoming Brian Preston, PJ Media, to talk a little bit about the state of the country under Team Biden and compare that to the way things went under President Trump. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Cher. How are y'all?
Great.
Good.
Thanks very much. So, you know, there's a lot of different areas that you can look at, from the southern border and the, you know, complete abdication of our sovereignty to the attack on fossil fuels and the attack on our energy industry in an attempt to bring about the Green New Deal, to all of the extraordinary billions of dollars of spending on things that are not necessary. Which is the most egregious of the Biden failures under the first 5 months to you?
Bob, that is a great question, and it's a hard one to answer because there are so many egregious failures coming from this administration. And we learned two things just yesterday that are ominous. One is that unemployment went up unexpectedly. Give that the jazz hands that the media always gives it. I don't know why it's unexpected to them based on the policies we see, but it went up unexpectedly. And the Fed actually came out yesterday and said, yeah, inflation might actually be a problem. And they've been denying that ever since Biden came into the White House. So we have those two things happening, which tells you that the economy may be in for a hard landing next year, not a soft landing or even a launch, but a hard landing or, you know, crash. But then you've got this business on the border, and I've been talking to folks down around the border, even 60, 80 miles from the border, who are dealing with the consequences of the utter chaos down there. And if you talk to folks down there off camera a lot of times, they'll tell you that the cartels essentially are controlling the border right now. And the amount of fentanyl, forget the amount of illegal crossers who are coming across, which was 180,000 in May alone. We have more fentanyl coming across the border now than we ever have. This is the opioid pandemic or epidemic that President Trump talked about and wanted to stop. Biden is doing nothing at all to stop this at the moment. And fentanyl is very cheap, it's very addictive, and it's very dangerous. And it's coming in massive quantities across the border. So the failures, they're just cascading from this administration right now.
My hometown is 200 miles from the border, and we've been having the effects of these illegal crossings. I mean, the crime, the violence, the dead bodies, for months and months, if not years. But worse than that is, again, it's following the money. It's the cartels and what they're inserting into, all the way up to Ohio, for instance, fentanyl overdoses, what they're doing in terms of that, and also official corruption. Who's getting the payoffs in order to make all this stuff happen?
Yeah, it's shocking across the board what's happening at the border. And you know, there's an aspect of this that folks don't talk about a lot, and that is bailouts. And that's not bailouts of banks. That's bailouts of stolen vehicles that are stolen on this side of the border, typically a big truck or something, a late model with a really good GPS so they can use it for the maps. The coyotes who are U.S. citizens will steal the trucks on this side of the border. They'll drive to the south side of the border. They'll load up with as many people who can pay to get ferried across. They'll come back across the border. And then as soon as law enforcement gets close enough to, while they're chasing these stolen vehicles to stop them, the drivers, the coyotes, and all of the cargo, the human cargo, will jump out and scatter into the wind, scatter into the bushes, and will never be seen. And so we have, you know, we have numbers of folks who are coming across, 180,000 known last month. The number of unknown crossers is probably many times that. So you have that happening. You have the stolen vehicle issue happening. And when these vehicles are stolen and bailed out on, they're typically bailed out on private land, usually ranch land, and will have driven through fences and destroyed them all the way trying to get
Brian, let me jump in here for a second, if I may. I want to apologize. I want to follow up on the comparison here between the way things are and the way that they were.
Yeah.
What did Trump do differently to stop those kinds of things? You know, we know he built a wall, or at least portions of a wall. We know he had the Remain in Mexico policy while you were making your asylum claim and all of those things.
Yep.
Were the dumping and the bailing out on vehicles that you just described, was any of that going on during Trump?
Very, very little of that was going on during Trump because Trump set a totally different tone. Biden campaigned essentially on opening the border up. He campaigned on the side of people crossing illegally. President Trump governed on the side of law and order. He built the wall, as you mentioned. He had the Remain in Mexico policy, and he said, we're going to enforce the laws that are on the books. And Biden has undone that. Biden is a lawless president. That's the difference.
Cheryl, last thought?
Well, law and order is what people are begging for, and they're certainly not getting it under this president. And sooner or later, it's going to hit you in every form and fashion. I don't care where you live. If it's not the border, it's going to be defund the police. And American people, sooner or later, are going to wake up.
Absolutely right. Our cities are more dangerous now because all of this is happening, and it's all on Biden's watch.
That's why they're calling it Biden remorse. Brian Preston, PJ Media, great analysis, sir. Thanks for the time.
Thank you all.